This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When it comes to its standard measure of the American economy, it's like a good novel, which can go through many revisions. The government's final estimate for the first 3 months of the year finds gross domestic product rising at a meager 1.8%. Let's bring in Carl Riccadonna, senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to my GDP, Carl?
Well, we looked a lot better earlier on. Initially reported, GDP grew about 2.5% in the first quarter, and that has steadily been trimmed down. And as you highlighted, it grew only 1.8% now that we got the final revision. Ordinarily, we don't have a big movement with this final revision. It's sort of a non-event. And all of a sudden today, we got snapped out of our early morning slumber and see that the economy certainly was weak in Q1, and that followed an even weaker Q4.
You know, I was a history major, and I appreciate the lessons of this ancient first quarter 2013 data. But, I mean, you can see we're coming up on the end of the second quarter, and that's more what the markets are watching.
Absolutely. By the time we get to the third print on GDP, it really is old news, and we have a lot of new information. And as we all know, the markets are very forward-looking. And so, really, I think the focus is more on more recent data releases. Even as recent as just yesterday, we saw several pieces of economic news that tell us the economy, no matter how weak it was in Q1, it is definitely shifting into a faster pace of growth as we move into Q2. Yesterday, we had durable goods orders surpassing expectations. We saw more evidence that home prices are surging. They're now up 12% year on year. And also, consumer confidence is at a post-recession high. The labor component of that survey also showing improvement. So I think the markets will shrug off this news about Q1 being a little bit weaker than we previously thought.
All right. We'll find out in just a second. Carl Riccadonna, senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank. Thank you very much.
Thank you.